Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of November, recording at 9:01 GMT. Well, first the highlights in here. Stock markets, well, a few are continuing to push up towards their highs. Most of them have paused in here, and there are some weaker areas where I think people are taking profits in some particularly thin markets. Hungary is a classic example, and the Eastern Europeans having been bid much, much higher. Okay, in terms of the main markets, there's no sign of any real deterioration. In fact, Wall Street remains extremely steady in here today, with the Dow testing some lateral resistance established during the summer months. And as you know, that NASDAQ had pushed through to a new high for the year and has held that. So that's a positive indication. If you want to look at potential problems in Wall Street, look at the utilities index, and also look at the overall performance of U.S. government bonds, which had a down day in here today. They've had a couple of up days recently, I think probably more short covering than anything else, following their loss of downside momentum. And in the resources, now they'd lifted Australia. Australia had a pretty good day, again moving back towards the high where we could expect some temporary resistance. But things like Rio, one of my big favorites, had surged ahead this morning, retesting its high, but then backed off from that level to close down on the day. Again, it's not at all surprising to see a little bit of hesitation up near former highs, but needless to say, I continue to like the mining sector overall. And Rio and Billiton remain two absolute core positions in my investment portfolio. I did add a speculation in here today, the Silver Standard resources, which I occasionally pick up. If silver were to break above the $8 level anytime soon, I mean over the next 3 months, then we could get a pretty good run in Silver Standard resources and other silver shares. Now, what else to mention to you here? I think the main action here actually today is that the dollar has been pretty strong again. Now, it's off the highs, but we did see it push up here to a new recovery high against the Swiss franc. We did see the euro slip down to a new low for this phase, for this particular trend, 1.1661 on the euro. Dollar got up to 131.67. I beg your pardon, 132.12 against the Swissy, currently at 131.67. But that's a pretty good gain on the day. And this is interesting to me because I've been talking recently about whether we had mostly talking bulls of the dollar or acting bulls of the dollar. This was prior to the actual breakout, and I'm talking about the breakout of the U.S. dollar index, but also the euro breaking down against the dollar breaking up against the Swissy, and so on. Now, prior to those breakouts, there was a fair amount of bullish dollar commentary, which I commented on from time to time, and I thought it was probably a contrary indicator, but it proved not to be. And then we got the breakout. Now, we haven't had much follow-through, but we haven't had much erosion either. The dollar's remained really quite strong. But I've been struck by the, hour or so that I managed to spend in the home gym in the morning. And then I'll have, I have to confess I had to watch some of the cricket this morning. That's not a confession. That's a plus. I'll sometimes switch a little bit between the Bloomberg TV and the CNBC. And again, I saw a couple of heads of currency departments from banks coming on and being very, very cautious in terms of the dollar, saying that they felt that it pretty much seen the move and had discounted what had taken place and so on. Now, this is interesting to me because these big forex trading houses have got to go with trends. And in the stock market, for instance, if you don't like the trend in one sector, you can always go into another sector. But in currencies, if the dollar is breaking out and extending that move, then absolutely everybody has to jump on that trend. Now, they haven't done that yet. There are an awful lot of talking bulls, and that's probably a bullish point here overall. Now, this is reading the runes, as it were. If I were to see a downward dynamic in the dollar, I would change my mind on all that, but I haven't seen anything to that effect, and the patterns can support further gains for the greenback in the short to medium term. Thereafter, I think it'll get into trouble, but let's stick with what the charts are showing here right now, which is further strength for the greenback. And that could produce a continuing headwind here for the precious metals. They've been pretty good at shrugging it off, but it is still a factor here. For instance, silver had run up. I think it got up to 786 on the December contract, but is currently in after hours trading about 10 or 11 below that level, since that is. And gold pushing up over 70, but trading 468.20 here right now. So still, and the platinum and palladium, while both well up on the day, gave up some of their gains from the highs, or halved their gains from the highs. Again, due to this dollar headwind. I would not. Well, I put it this way: I'd be pleasantly surprised if we had an explosive move on the upside by gold and silver while the dollar does remain strong. Now, it is possible because we've seen that happen with platinum and palladium here, and that may well be a forerunner. So, again, any way you slice it, to me, the overall action for the precious metals looks extremely bullish in terms of the next big move. It's just whether it happens with gold and silver very quickly, as we've seen with platinum and palladium, or whether it takes a few more weeks. And I don't have a really strong view on that. You probably get a different one. I'll probably feel a little bit different about it, switch from each camp on a daily basis in here. But I am positioned certainly for that move, and have increased that representation with the silver standard resources. Okay, oil. What about crude oil here? People are getting so quite a few people are getting quite aggressively bearish. Now, we've seen this before, and they were right for only the very short term, if at all, and then oil pushed up quite strongly. I've seen just enough of a technical pullback, as I mentioned in that interesting charts, today's interesting charts section, to feel that we've lost some of the trend consistency. For instance, unlike gold, it doesn't have the smaller medium-term corrections, shallower medium-term corrections, I should say. And I don't see any evidence yet that this correction is over for oil, but as I mentioned, it is back in an interesting area, and people are becoming increasingly bearish of it. Now, that may reflect some wishful thinking on this. I mean, people with large stock market portfolios, they know if the price of oil starts to head back up and they have anything other than energy shares, that would certainly create a headwind for their portfolio. And people don't want to be paying more for petrol every time they go to the pumps. So there are a lot of factors like that at play, but there are also some big institutional reports that have come out and been bearish on the oil overall. I mean, my feeling is my worst case scenario for crude oil, worst case, is that it gets a 2 to 3 year medium term correction where it just ranges around and probably either side of today's levels. And what's today's level? Well, I'm looking at this spot price NYME 5783 at the moment. So my worst case scenario is we just get a very lengthy trading range that that just confines activity before the secular bull market picks up again. Now, that's not my forecast on that, and really, I suspect that oil is closer to an important low than its high in here for the year, and beyond for the high for the next couple of years or so. So I wouldn't want to be too bearish in here, but we've got to see some sort of very clear upward dynamic to indicate that we've reached the bottom of this correction. One of those emails that I posted pointed out a little bit of positive divergence here, with natural gas being a bit steadier, and that's true, but it's just sort of probably a straw in the wind here overall. What we really do need to see is oil, heating oil, gasoline, and so on. And we need to see some very clear upward dynamics. Should be easy to spot when it actually occurs, and let's just wait for the chart signal. What else to mention on the grains? Dirt cheap, some interest developing there, and long-term potential, new source of demand for the corn and the soybeans, for the what are they called? The so-called renewable fuels. Okay, folks, I think that's pretty much it for tonight. All the best.